Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Today is Election Day 2022. The polls in New York State opened at 6 a.m. and will remain open until 9 p.m. Voters can see if they are registered to vote today through the New York State Board of Elections portal at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. That's voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. The site also shows the assigned polling place that must be used to cast ballots now until 9 o'clock this evening. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that absentee voting this year has been heavy statewide. Absentee ballots must be received by county boards of election by the close of polls today, or postmarked no later than today. That's Tuesday, November 8, 2022. Long Islanders will be voting for New York State Governor, New York State Lieutenant Governor, New York State Comptroller, New York State Attorney General, U.S. Senator, one seat open, U.S. Congress. Here on the East End, the 1st Congressional District is being contested by the Democrat Bridget Fleming and the Republican Nicholas LaLota. The seat is open because Lee Zeldin of Shirley, Long Island, our congressman currently, is running for governor against the incumbent, Kathy Hochul, who's seeking to become the first woman elected to be governor of New York State. Bridget Fleming would be the first woman to represent Congress in the 1st District. Also in the back of your ballot, a statewide referendum asks if the state should borrow $4.2 billion for capital projects to address global warming and other environmental and public health concerns. You'll see next to it a second ballot proposal, this one specific to Suffolk County voters, which looks to clarify term limits for certain county officials. Signed by County Executive Steve Ballone in June, the measure, if approved by voters, would change the county charter and restrict terms for county legislators, the county executive, and the comptroller. The office of district attorney, county sheriff, and county clerk are exempt. Also in the back of the ballot in the towns of East Hampton and Southampton is a community housing fund referendum, Proposition 3, to be voted on today. New York Republicans are seeking to flip some seats from Democrats in the state Senate, where Democrats have a 42-20 supermajority with one vacancy. That supermajority provides the two-thirds needed in each chamber to override a governor's veto. Republicans need to win at least two seats to end the supermajority and 12 to take the majority. New York State Assembly Democrats have a stronger and more stable 107-42 supermajority. Long Islander Thomas DiNapoli of Great Neck Plaza is seeking another four-year term as state comptroller, a job he began in 2007, which makes him the longest-serving statewide elected official. He faces Republican Paul Rodriguez of Brooklyn, who spent a career in finance. At the federal level, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of Brooklyn, the Senate's majority leader, is seeking his fifth term. He faces Joseph Pinion III of Yonkers, who is a former conservative TV commentator. In addition, four congressional seats are being contested on Long Island that could also help determine which party controls the U.S. House of Representatives next year. Here on the East End, it's the 1st Congressional District. The seat that was vacated by Zeldin, who's running for governor, is now being contested by Nick LaLota, the Republican, and Bridget Fleming, the Democrat. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that at the top of the ballot is the election of the first governor not named Andrew M. Cuomo since 2010. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul of Buffalo faces Representative Lee Zeldin of Shirley, Long Island, the Republican nominee. Some polls had showed Hochul's lead dwindling in recent weeks. Hochul is seeking to be the first woman elected governor in New York State history. She rose from lieutenant governor in August 2021 when Cuomo resigned amid accusations of sexual harassment. Meanwhile, early voting was robust statewide and on Long Island. Statewide, nearly 1.2 million voters cast ballots during 9 days of early voting that ended Sunday, according to the New York State Board of Elections. In Suffolk County, 98,226 voted early, according to state figures. Another key statewide race pits first-time Attorney General Letitia James of Brooklyn. She's seeking her second term against Michael Henry, an attorney from Queens. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.